the women of the Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated Lambda Tau Chapter.
Tonight, an apology.
To all the live individuals affected by this and to the Greek community. We would like to express a sincere and heartfelt apology for our actions on September 29th, 2014.
In a nearly two-hour-long forum held at the University of Connecticut ITE building, students, affiliated with Greek organizations and not, stood up to voice their opinions and concerns about Greek life, injustice, and the events that had transpired in recent weeks. Christopher Ackle, the elected vice president of Pi Kappa Alpha, or PIKE, read a letter he said was written collectively by his brothers.
We cannot change the past or take back our actions, but can and will implement change for the better. As a chapter and as part of this community.
After Ackle left the podium and another person took the stage, he went to the back of the lecture hall. There, he handed Brittany Yancey, a PhD candidate at UConn and one of the women who spoke out at the town meeting on November 10th, a bouquet of flowers. Yancey told WHUS News that she hoped Pike's statement was sincere, and it will be the fraternity's next actions that will be important in showing how they intend to follow through with what they said they will do. During the forum, one student, who is unaffiliated, said rehashing the same points again and again is pointless. Figuring out what to do next is crucial.
Whether people knew about the situation or they didn't, I think it's our responsibility to think now that you know, what do you do about it?
Cassandra Puglisi, a member of Alpha Phi, said that while her heart goes out to the members of Alpha Kappa Alpha, she said people should step back and remember there are two sides to every story.
And instead of slandering some organizations and slandering the police and the UConn administration, I believe that we can really come together as a whole and move forward with this.
Orlando Valentin Jr., president of Lambda Theta Phi Latin Fraternity Incorporated, said it's not Pike as a whole, but the individuals involved in the incident that must be punished.
I have friends in Pike who I know would not let that happen if they were there that night.
Jurlon Chu, president of Pi Delta Psi, said the administration needs to address these issues head-on, and sending out a few emails to the student body is not enough.
In a time of crisis, the last thing we want to hear is, I do not have an answer.
Midway through the forum, Crystal Taracco, a director on the Greek Community Affairs Board, broke the rhythm of speeches and gave everyone in the room a simple task.
So right now, what I'm literally asking every single person is to introduce yourself, to go outside of your comfort zone and introduce yourself to one other person in this room. Your name, your major, whatever. Whatever affiliation, if you're not affiliated, literally 2 minutes. Go. Do it.
Taracco said instead of talking about what should be done, she wanted to take a direct action. She said it's the little things that make a difference. More such forums are expected to take place in the future. For WHUS News, I'm Sylvia Cunningham.